Okay, so the Spurs are going to try and throw a Kimura, which is an arm lock to the layperson, on Miami tomorrow night with everything on the line. We've seen some alternating starting lineup moves on both sides here, Sherm. Recently, of course, Manu Ginobili in last night. In the game before that, Mike Miller was in. Udonis Haslem was out. If you are Eric Spoelstra and you see the Spurs go small and you don't like what you saw, do you do anything to your starting lineup tomorrow?
Well, I don't think he can in terms of trying to replace it with a Udonis Haslem back in the lineup to try to bring some size alongside Chris Bosh. What happened is Miami and Eric Spoelstra decided that they wanted to go small, and they went with Mike Miller in the previous game. The Spurs had Thiago Splitter in the starting lineup. They had to change that up quickly once they found him guarding Dwayne Wade. Now Greg Popovich, the great coach he is, he says, all right, we have probably one of the best guys coming off the bench in the NBA, Manu Ginobili. So I'm going to call you Mike Miller and raise you a Manu Ginobili. And Mike Miller has no chance at that point. So now if you're the Heat, even if you go back to a Udonis Haslem, Greg Popovich doesn't necessarily have to switch his lineup up because Udonis Haslem has to guard one of those smaller guys, and one of those smaller guys are shooting the ball so well that it could be difficult. So Miami's in a tough position, and Greg Popovich, being the great coach he is, just made a move that I don't think Eric Spoelstra has a response for in terms of personnel.
Sherman Hamilton joining us here on Tim and Sid. Sherman, let's go back to grade school. You're one of the captains. We're out in the schoolyard picking teams. You have two guys left standing in front of you. It's Manu Ginobili and Dwayne Wade. Who you got?
At this point, guys, I'd have to take Manu Ginobili.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just think... I think, wow. You know, both of them are kind of... I think their bodies are failing them at certain points.
Yeah.
But Dwayne Wade, the way he played the game, he had such a significant drop because of his athleticism going down. Whereas Manu Ginobili, still wily, still a risk taker. He's a gunslinger, so he can still make plays. But Dwayne Wade, when his body fails him, he's such a different player. I got to go with the guy who looks the least older in Manu Ginobili.
All right, Sherm.
Have you seen the back of his head, Sherm, when you say that?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Hey, don't be dissing. You and I.
Holy cow.
We're rolling.
I'm allowed to.
Goodness gracious.
I'm part of the crew.
There you go.
All right, Sherm. We're in a Mississauga basement, unfinished, insulation showing. Dance contest. Myself and Mike Miller are the last two guys available. Who you got?
Sid, let me put it to you like this. I've got my pop can ready to beat the furnace for you. Because I know that you're going to butterfly bogle, and whatever you were doing at the beginning of the show, you're going to throw it down. Mike Miller doesn't know what's coming.
And I'll hit two more threes. You just got it.
Need a lighter.
With that picture, I'm scared of hell of you. I'm giving you horns every answer. All right, let's... Sherman Hamilton here on Tim and Sid Sportsnet 590, the Fan, the Score Television Network. Sherm, I hate to speculate this kind of thing because it's unfair, but what illegal substance is Danny Green on? Let's just put it out there right now.
Whatever he's on, I wish I had a piece of that when I was playing, man. Because he's on another planet right now, and it doesn't look like he's phased. You know, a lot of times when guys play above their level, you kind of have a feeling that the air is going to come out of the balloon at some point. But Danny Green, it just seems like he's in this moment, he's confident, and he's put in the work to be there, so he's just going to ride it out. I don't see him slipping. And a guy who's bounced around, a guy who's been told, we don't want you a couple times, this is a heroic moment. This is kind of that, if you keep at it, you keep working at it, you're going to be able to build yourself into a situation where when you get an opportunity, you're going to get a chance to show it. He's been unbelievable. And the fact is, not only offensively is he being great, guys, he is doing it on the defensive end, and it's kind of a shame that he's shooting the ball so well because we're not focusing on how good he's playing on the defensive side as well.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green aren't getting near enough credit for the defense they're playing on LeBron James. And Sherm, we had a conversation in the opening block about whether or not it seemed to us like LeBron James may be pretty tired. I think he is, and I think there was a moment in the third quarter when it showed. During that 19-1 run by the Spurs, I thought LeBron looked absolutely gassed. Does he look the same to you, and you're allowed to disagree with me?
No, well, I don't think he looks the same, but, you know, it's one of those things where in the moment, I thought LeBron had a tough time of really kind of controlling the situation and then imposing his will in games like that. Now, he'll come out the next game and he'll be unbelievable. But it's in the moment that I find that he struggles. And it's interesting because when we try to compare him to the greats like Michael and, you know, even a Kobe Bryant, those guys go down with the clip empty. They're throwing the gun. They've got nothing left when they're trying to push their team. LeBron James seems to flow along with it sometimes a little bit too much. And because he's such an unselfish player, he wants his team to be involved. Look, two games left potentially in this series for a championship. He's going to have to go back to being that 35-12-8 guy. He's going to have to dominate offensively, and defensively he's going to have to be that guy as well. There's just no time to wait for his teammates anymore. He's just got to take this series over if he can.
I love how with a straight face we can say he's got to go back to being 35-12-8. And straight face, honestly, well, that's how good he is.
I'll raise you, Sherm. He needs to be a 50-20-18 guy.
I think
it's obvious. If Mike Miller's going to stand there and have the best seat in the house buying a ticket, I mean, he's gonna have to be that kind of... My issue here, Sherm, and we're talking about home court, that is not an intimidating building. Like, that building gets, like, Leaf fan quiet when things aren't going very well for Miami. And I worry out loud for that team that if the Spurs get any foothold tomorrow night, this is... I mean, the NBA season could end in 24 hours.
Well, that's a good point. You know, in Miami, it's South Beach. You know, there's a lot of glitz and glamour. They're not the real, say... a grimy atmosphere like, say, the Sacramento Kings back when Vlade Divac and Chris Webber were there. So it's going to be interesting if San Antonio can quiet that building. And I think they know that, but I tell you what, if you're LeBron James, it's unfortunately something that he's going to have to get done and pull his team along if they're not playing well. And that's the way that Miami will win. LeBron leading the way and guys following behind him. Any other way, I think San Antonio can get this done.